Feedback. Slowly started forgetting. I just received my August 1996 issue of the New Era. As I read through it, I came upon the FYI article, Fine-Tuning, about watching television. Recently, my mother and I moved to Montana from Southern California. It was a big change. I had grown up having everything within reach, like TV, radio, and different kinds of music. There was so much corruption and temptation everywhere, and after a while, you kind of get used to it. I used to watch TV when I was at home, and I listened to the radio when I was in my truck. So when we moved here, at first I was upset that we didn't have TV, and I got bored really easily. But then I started going outside and playing with my dog, reading books, and writing poetry on my computer. Then slowly I started forgetting about watching TV. I've been reading more books on the church and developing my testimony. I sometimes go outside and watch the sunrise or sunset, admiring nature and all of the beautiful gifts Heavenly Father has blessed us with. Thank you for the spiritual encouragement. Layla Bastianson, Helena, Montana. It's great. I'm very grateful for all your work. It's really great and uplifting to hear the stories of how the LDS youth all over the world are learning to love our Savior and live the gospel. Thanks for the magazine. It's great. Lourdes Fieto Ponce, Puerto Rico. Boosted her. I want to thank you for the Q&A in the March 1996 issue. It was about a girl who didn't think she was pretty. All through grade school, my classmates and peers told me I was ugly, so I believed it. No one else told me anything different, except my parents. And I thought that was just their job. As I got older, people at church and some girls at school told me they thought I was pretty, then I moved and had a fresh start. Now when a guy is interested in me, I wonder why. I have learned to not judge others by their looks, because I know what it feels like. This article really boosted me and helped me feel important and better about myself. Name withheld, Oregon. Good to know. I always look forward to seeing another New Era in my mailbox each month. I love to read each new message in Scripture Lifeline, and I especially enjoy your fiction. I always read to my family while we drive to church each Sunday. What I love most about the New Era are the articles about youth who have troubles or hard times with friends, family, or school. It feels good to know other people my age are experiencing the same things I am. Anna Lee Tassi, Ottawa, Canada. A touching article. I read the article, An Honorable Release, May 1996, and it really touched me. That article wasn't one I had planned on reading, but I love basketball, and the drawing of the basketball player interested me. Man, was I glad I read it. Tears fell from my eyes because I was so touched. Thank you. Thank you so much for that article. Natalie Stoller, South Whitley, Indiana. End of the article. Feedback.